Trevor Long from EFTM.com and the Today Show is the Gadget Man. Do you think it's too early to start saying Merry Christmas, Trevor?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Oh, I'm gone. December 1, baby.
He is... all year. It feels good. It makes... I mean, just please, come on.
He's Ebenezer Scrooge.
No, I'm not.
I'm just convinced.
There's a convention to things, and stick with it.
Yeah, I put my Christmas tree up on the weekend, so screw convention.
Anyway, what do you got for us now? Apparently there's a new gadget coming out from Breville that will be perfect for Christmas Day and beyond.
Yeah, I've been quite shocked by this. It's called the Breville Food Cycler. And the idea is to turn your food scraps into a small amount of waste. So every night, for about a week now, we've been using this little bucket on the kitchen bench to put our food scraps into, whether it's the leftovers, whether it's prep for the kids' lunches, whatever it is. Banana peels, leftover meat, pasta, whatever. And think about 2 litres of that every day, and that's filling up my red bin. That's several garbage bags worth a week. Well, now, we put this little bucket, this little thing, into the food cycler, turn it on, and overnight, because it's about a 10-hour process, it dehydrates, grinds, and then cools those scraps into literally a handful of little what they call eco chips. They're very, very, it's like, it looks like kind of dirt, but it's basically a food waste. Pour it on the garden or throw it in the bin, whatever you like. It's one handful instead of 2 litres worth of waste.
Wow, I love this. The gardeners are going to go nuts over this.
Like the dehydrator.
I don't know what the kind of compound of it is, because they say don't put it on a garden where you're growing food for 90 days or something, but bottom line, I'm just throwing it on the flowers or in the bin. It's reducing my overall waste. It's a $599 gadget. We've whacked it in the laundry because, frankly, the kitchen bench is already messy enough.
Yeah.
And it'll be available on December 15th.
Oh, I love it. There's a present to get for someone who's got everything, literally.
Yeah.
Now, a new streaming service. Do we need to give them any more air? I mean, we've got enough in Australia. Can we survive any more, Trevor?
I've run out of fingers and toes. Netflix, Stan, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, Tubi. You know, it's crazy the number of these things. And yesterday, BritBox launched. Now, BritBox is $8.99 a month, or $89 if you pay a year in advance, so you're getting it cheaper over the year. And it's British content from the BBC and ITV. Lots and lots of shows, from Attenborough to the Midsummer Murders to Cracker. I did search and couldn't find The Bill or Coronation Street, so it's not everything British. But gee whiz, a lot of content if you love your British crime dramas, or so plenty of unique and new content coming to it as well.
I want to love Thy Neighbour. That was on, and it's so wrong.
Yeah,
so...
I don't know that that's going to make it anymore.
Oh, there must be prints of that somewhere. Someone's got to have copies of those shows somewhere in a vault. I'll buy them, for God's sake.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is there a lot of the really old-style British comedies? Because, I mean, I grew up watching It Ain't Enough, Hot Mum and Heidi High and The Goodies.
No Goodies. It's kind of... I guess it's probably the bigger classics, but without pushing the PC boundary too far. I mean, look, there's a lot to watch there, and there's a lot of new stuff as well. But, look, it's not for everyone, but if you're paying for Foxtel and it's you know, the UK TV channel's one of your primary sources, it's worth checking to see whether or not most of what you watch isn't just here.
All right.
Yes, if it's cheaper.
Now, Ali loves her theme parks. In fact, she loves theme parks to do with love. Trevor, can you help her out?
What?
She could make her own theme park to do with love in a new game called Planet Coaster. Now, I've loved this. I loved SimCity as a kid, so I think maybe you've got to be deep into these kind of long-term simulation-style games, not those, you know, shoot-em-ups. But this is blank slate, build a theme park. And when I say build, I mean you've got to put the path down, you can put the rubbish bins, you've got to put the benches, you've got to employ the staff, you've got to build the food stalls, you've got to build the roller coasters, you've got to build the dodging cars. Everything you want, you set the prices, you manage the staff rosters. It's intensely detailed, and I found it to be overwhelming at some point because I had this great theme park, and then all my staff kept quitting on me. And I'm like, oh, my God, can I employ a people manager? Because clearly I'm not a good one.
True to love.
But it was a great game.
Who can I ask? Who has time?
Exactly.
I look forward to the day that I've got time to build
a theme park.
Sometimes,
instead of sitting in front of the TV, I like to sit in some mind-numbing game like
this.
And it was a couple of hours. I probably wasted literally 5 or 6 hours on the weekend at this, and I loved it.
Well, there
it
you
was
go.
Mind-numbing.
You used to build model planes back in the day. This is probably similar. Build a universe. And
exactly.
All right, Trevor. More at EFTM.com if you want to have a look at these stories. Links up on our socials. And the Two Blokes Talking Tech podcast out later this week. So looking forward to that, Trev.
Spot on. We're going to record in the back of a Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Okay. Well, that made a difference to the audience. Yeah.
Well, that's because it's so quiet, you see. We're going to demonstrate that.
I can't wait.
I was going to say Bilko's into Ghosts. This is right up his alley.
Oh, I'm going to hear more of that.